Diabetes is one of the leading causes of death in the United States, and more people are getting it. The incidence of diabetes in adults increased nearly 50% in the 10 years from 1990 to the year 2000. And that's expected to continue, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What's more, it's estimated there are 5.9 million Americans who have the disease and don't know it. While diabetes isn't curable, its symptoms can be minimized with treatment. The current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association is exclusively dedicated to research about possible causes and treatments. Here to talk with us today is Dr. Catherine DeAngelis, the editor of JAMA. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you, John.
Did you find anything new about the increase in incidence of diabetes, why the disease is becoming so much more prevalent?
Well, we can conjecture. First of all, I think the eating habits, the profound increase in obesity in the United States, the lack of exercise, I think all of those things can be at least related to the epidemic proportions. I think we are to the point of where we can fairly say that diabetes has reached epidemic proportions. Right now, about 6% of Americans have diabetes.
We've known for some time that there were disparities across ethnic groups in the incidence of diabetes. For instance, that African Americans are afflicted at a higher rate than average. You did some further study on the ethnic disparities in this issue. Tell us about what you found.
Well, what the researchers found that while there are certain ethnic disparities in diabetes, it's surprising that when you provide very good care to the various ethnic groups, there are still some disparities, but the disparities, for example, among Afro-Americans are much less than have been reported before.
So what you're saying is it was thought that genetic disparities were the cause of this higher incidence among African-Americans. But most of it is really treatment. It's about good treatment.
Well, a lot of it is treatment, and in the setting in this particular group where everybody received essentially the same care, you could eliminate a lot of what was previously said, well, that's just a racial or an ethnic problem, mm-hmm. and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Another study in this issue suggests that moderate alcohol consumption might be protective for some women. Tell us about that.
This is something where I want to say moderate at least 10 times.
Yeah,
this study showed that in women, this is postmenopausal women who were not taking hormones, that those who took the equivalent of one or two drinks a day, they were at a lesser risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, may I say moderate intake.
17 million Americans are afflicted with diabetes, and as we said at the beginning of our interview, the incidence of the disease is growing rapidly. What about more effective treatments or cures for diabetes? Is there anything on the horizon?
Cures is an interesting word in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of, well, there are new medications. There are new forms of insulin that have been developed in recent years to better control. There's the insulin pump, which sort of tries to mimic what happens in your pancreas, where insulin is produced. Those kinds of techniques and technologies and new medications have helped a great deal.
What about stem cell research? Is there the hope of a cure that might come from stem cell research?
Well, there's always the hope for some sort of intervention. Whether stem cell research is one of the methodologies, I happen to be a strong proponent of reasonable stem cell research done in a rational way, because I think there's great promise for all kinds of illnesses, hopefully including diabetes.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Catherine DeAngelis is editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association, which devoted this week's issue to research about diabetes.